think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the 4 o'clock happy hour. It rolls on, and I don't want to waste all the limited minutes of this greatest radio show ever, you know, refuting the false allegations of Jack from Caledonia, but I did read a couple of fact checks over the course of the commercial break, including one, I've got it right up on the screen here from the USA Today. The claim that Pelosi was in charge of the U.S. Capitol Police during the insurrection has circulated both online and offline for months. On January 21st, U.S. Rep. Jim Jordan, that fine guy, Jim Jordan from Ohio, floated the claim after Pelosi rejected his appointment to the January 6th special committee. No sour grapes there, Jack. Why wasn't there a proper security presence at the Capitol that day? Jordan asked at a news conference. Only one person can answer that question. Only one. The Speaker of the United States House of Representatives. But as the USA Today quickly points out, but a look at the Capitol Police's chain of command shows Pelosi wasn't in charge of the law enforcement agency on January 6th, and the USA Today previously rated a similar claim false, and other independent fact-check organizations have reached similar conclusions. Jack, it's worth the Google, man. We can have these arguments. I mean, we can disagree on opinion stuff, but these are easily disprovable. You gotta bring facts to the table. You gotta cite sources, and Jim Jordan or Ron Johnson are not credible sources when it's easily disproven with the Google man. You got to do a little bit of work too here. That's only fair, Jack.
You know what? And just, I'm throwing it out there. You may not want to trust the word of a guy who's known for looking the other way where he should be looking. Just throwing it out there.
Talking about Jim Jordan in the showers?
Yeah.
At Ohio State?
Yeah, looking the other way. He's good at that.
A little scandal there in his past.
Hey, look, there's something bad over here. Look over there.
Never heard of it. Jack never did. It's worth a Google, though, Jack. Go Google Jim Jordan, Ohio State showers. Just saying. 844-967-2789. Jeannie from Eau Claire, she's a favorite. Jeannie, welcome back. What do you got for us?
Well, hello, guys. Thank you for letting me give my 2 cents worth. You know, I can't wait till they get done investigating, you know, the similarities and all of the forged documentation, you know, of the fake people that brought their votes to the U.S. government, because forgery of public records for the purpose of defrauding the U.S. government is a federal criminal act. And I am looking so forward that that day where I'm going to claim a holiday myself and have popcorn and everything to enjoy the big show. And they're going to have Wisconsin right in the front page and on the front stage for all the crap that they have pulled. The illegal activities, defrauding the taxpayer of their money for illegal investigation. Where does Voss get his money from? You know, and not keep records. It's going to be a big show. And I hope all those people who are watching Fox News get a wide-opening experience, because they're following the wrong guys there. And it's really too bad, because the Republican Party used to be a heck of a lot better than this. That's my 2 cents, plus 50 and maybe 100. You guys have a good day.
Thank you, GD. Good contribution. 844-967-2789. Dick, your contribution is now. What do you got for us?
Gotta love Jeannie. Didn't she something?
I do love
breaking
Jeannie.
News.
What's the breaking news?
I do, too. Rudy Giuliani, Jenna Ellis, and Sidney Powell have been asked. They're subpoenas going out for them. It made me forget what I wanted to talk about.
Your phone's blowing up like my phone's blowing up. The January 6th committee apparently has issued subpoenas for Rudy Giuliani and others from the legal team, as they're being described.
Yep. And here's another real quick
Sidney
one.
Sidney Powell, that's the Kraken woman, right?
Yep. I was going to talk about something as boring as inflation and gas prices and how stupid it is to blame Biden for that, because that's been going on since 1973, the first oil and fire drill.
You know what, though, Dick? I appreciate the thought, because guys like you and I, we try to get to the facts, and we'll dig into our history. You go first.
The next one is Saban, Lou Saban, and Jerry West are now on board going after Manchin, telling him to get on board with voting rights. I think this is a cool thing. I made this off-the-cuff remark about the last good thing to come out of West Virginia was Jerry West, and that was a long time ago.
He's the guy that literally, his silhouette is the logo for the NBA franchise.
That's right. And him, apparently, that's another breaking news thing. Him and Saban, who apparently was born and raised in that state, are telling these people to get on board.
Well, Dick, what's Jerry West going to do? A flagrant two foul on Joe Manchin? How's he going to persuade him?
You know what? I know that, but it's a good thing. Anything you can do. But as far as earlier, too, real quick, when John Nichols mentioned that, you know, maybe Biden should buy a trip to Paris for cinema.
Yeah.
To try and get her on board. I'm thinking, and then he mentioned that the gal, Lisa Murkowski, is basically a moderate Democrat. I'd stick with the moderate Democrat, John, as opposed to the conservative Republican.
Give Murkowski a trip to Paris?
Well, she's a lot more of a Democrat from what I'm seeing. Maybe get her reelected and have her switch parties. Because cinema, you're going nowhere with her.
Well, you know, Dick, I appreciate that sentiment. To make cinema irrelevant, and maybe even Joe Manchin, you know what we need? Two more Dems in the Senate. It could start right here in the great state of Wisconsin. We got a very vulnerable Republican. This is one of the only states where a Republican is running in a state that Joe Biden won the last election. And I realize the tea leaves, they've changed. The political winds are blowing red, perhaps. But if you beat Rojo, if you win that seat here in the state of Wisconsin, you only have to pick up one more seat. And even, you know, I mean, if it was just Manchin or Sinema out there on an island, if it was just one of them, they might not have the ability to sort of backstop each other. You know, at some point, one of them would crack. Jerry West would give him a hard elbow in the solar plexus and Manchin go down in a heap. You know, it could be a player control foul, something like that.
Or, you know, just throw Bill Laimbeer in there. Just let him take care of everything.
The bad boys from the Motor City.
I might be able to get a hold of him. His son went to school with my brother.
Dennis Rodman could save our nation.
He tried, apparently. He at least tried with North Korea.
Kim Jong-un.
I mean, he had an in. He went for it. I don't know if it worked out, but at least the guy tried.
844-967-2789. We appreciate when you try and call us and join the big party. Connor, Billy from the North Side, welcome.
Hey, this is Daughter Billy, and my thought, what I want to ask about is, I wish I'd had a chance when your guest was on, but my thinking is that if you're going to be lukewarm about Joe Biden, you got to be able to make an argument that the alternative, Bernie, and I like Bernie, would have accomplished more. And I'm not saying that he wouldn't have, but my first impression is I can't imagine that he would have, because, of course, he would have had a different kind of opposition. So I'm wondering what your thoughts are on that. Would Bernie have done significantly better than Joe?
That's a great hypothetical, Connor, Billy. I would like to think that the governance style would have been somewhat different. I don't think that my boy Bernie suffers from a lack of rhetorical courage. And we've seen Bernie out there quite a bit trying to pressure Sinema and Manchin, especially on the voting rights stuff. I don't think Bernie would have let that one get stale on the back burner for a year. I think Bernie would have probably been a lot closer to leading. And I think that Bernie does have an influential position in the Biden administration in that he, you know, I guess he's not part of the Biden administration, but when you head up the Senate Budgetary Committee, you got a lot of influence over where the money is getting spent. I think ultimately Bernie might have had different priorities. He might have led things differently. I don't think he would have been so eager to be bipartisan with the party that called him a Marxist. But at the end of the day, Bernie has demonstrated he is willing to compromise. And it's not the left that's wrecked the legislative agenda of Joe Biden. My fear is that Biden is going to do a Clinton at the midterms, going to see the numbers, going to see a lot of red seats going, and he's going to turn into half of Bill Clinton. He's going to tack to the right. And I would prefer to see we the left, we the Dems, we the Democratic Socialist, if you will, I'd rather see us stake out a position to the left. And I know there are a lot of pundits that say, well, that's wrong. But I agree with John Nichols, Connor Billy. I agree with John that if we tack to the right, we're just going to disillusion our base. You know, the Dems never really feel like we've got to inspire our own. We just think ours are going to show up no matter what. That's not going to happen unless we give them a reason. What's your thoughts, sir?
Yeah, I
and I don't know if I answered your question. It's a good hypothetical. I don't know if it's answerable, yeah. But, you know, maybe you would have done better.
Well, I think we do ourselves a service if we're enthusiastic about Joe Biden and what he's accomplished. And you know what? If he does drift to the right and run to the center, then I'm ready to criticize that. But he hasn't. I don't think he's done that yet. And, you know, again, his headwinds have been different than Bernie's would have been. I just don't imagine Bernie would have gotten more done. I might have liked what Bernie had to say out there a little bit more, but I don't know that he would have gotten more done. So I'm pretty enthusiastic about Joe still.
Well, good, Connor. I think it's important that we do care. And I fear that a lot of the Democrats defaulted to Joe Biden. I mean, there were so many candidates in the primary, and I like Bernie. I like Bernie because he had paid his dues in the 2016 primary. I thought as a progressive champion, he was best positioned. However, if I could have plucked and picked a president, it probably would have been Elizabeth Warren. That woman had a plan for everything. But at the end of the day, the Democratic Party picked an empathetic guy, a guy who had a history in the U.S. Senate, a guy who was very familiar. He had been Obama's vice president. And my fear is part of what inspired Democrats to vote for Joe Biden, of course, was Donald Trump. We were so afraid of the other guy. We thought whoever the Democrat is, he's going to be better than the other guy. Now, Joe Biden's got to go run on his own record. And I'm not picking on Joe when I say that's always tough for an incumbent. And you know, without the fear of the Trump to inspire, I worry about Joe's reelected prospects. But before we get there, man, we got to win some midterm seats. Here in the state of Wisconsin, where I live, Connor, and I think you live, if we don't win this governor's seat, if we don't find a reason to be supportive of our current governor, Tony Evers, I mean, there's nothing but chaos behind this guy. If it's Rebecca Clayfish, I mean, we're back to the Walker days times 10.
The last thing, holy mackerel.
Holy mackerel, man. Yeah. Connor, thanks for listening. No, support our president. If anything, I wish we were bragging more about the accomplishments of this president. And you can say, what accomplishments? And John Nichols, and I meant to get to this with John. John said, you know, we should have found a legislative agenda for Manchin and cinema. We should have gotten them involved. They kind of did get involved. They were part of the smaller infrastructure deal. They were part of the bipartisan deal. And in fact, I think a big part of their opposition to the bigger deal is somehow it might have diminished the star of the two bipartisan, the centrist Dems, right? But they did have an agenda, and they got their agenda through, and their agenda became law. And I always told you folks, and you know, I hate to be right as often as I am, like 63% of the time I'm right every time. But I told you, we would never get two bites at the apple. We would never get a second infrastructure bill. So you could either go big and you could take what you could with only Democratic support, or you could take the bipartisan bill. Well, Joe Biden can still claim bipartisan accomplishment, smaller infrastructure bill, smaller than I would have wanted, but it's still a win and we should talk about it. Come back, more Devils.
I beat the socialist. That's how I got elected.
Congratulations for staying awake all day.
Let's go, Brandon. I agree.
Holy mackerel, folks.